This isn't some fluffy list of life hacks. The stuff in here actually works. It's backed by science, tested in real life, and explained like a real person talking to you. Because mental health isn't about being perfect. It's about finding ways to keep going. I've been there. I've had nights where my thoughts wouldn't shut up. Mornings where getting out of bed felt impossible. I know what it's like to wonder if things will ever change. But through trial and error, research, and some damn good advice from therapists and neuroscientists, I found things that helped. That's why I'm sharing here, step by step, no fluff, just real tools that can make a difference. Take what works, leave what doesn't. You don't have to do it all at once. Healing isn't a straight line. And that's okay. Let's start. Chapter 1. Why mental health strategies actually matter and why some advice is BS. Before we jump into the how, let's talk about the why. Mental health isn't just some abstract thing happening in your head. It's your brain, your body, your environment, your daily habits, all of it mixed together. The stuff we're covering here isn't just feel-good advice. It's been studied, tested, and proven to help real people. A few things to keep in mind. Your brain can change. Neuroplasticity is a fancy word for something amazing. Your brain isn't stuck the way it is. Old thought patterns can be unlearned, and new, healthier ones can take their place. Your body and mind are connected. Stress, sleep, gut health, it all plays a role in how you feel. If one is out of whack, the others will be too. Small shifts add up. You don't have to flip your whole life upside down overnight. Tiny, consistent changes make the biggest impact. How to use this guide. Start small. Pick one or two strategies to try first. Trying to fix everything at once just leads to burnout. Be patient with yourself. Sometimes progress feels invisible until you look back and realize how far you've come. Pay attention to what works. Keep notes, journal, or just mentally check in with yourself. The more you notice patterns, the easier it gets. All right, let's get into it. Next up, in Chapter 2, we're diving into the stuff that's boring, but necessary. Sleep, food, and moving your body. I know, it's not the fun, magical self-help stuff. But trust me, this is where the real change starts. If you're tired of feeling stuck, these basics are the foundation you can't ignore. We'll break it down in a way that makes sense for you. No judgment, just practical steps to feel better.